Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, let's dive into this AI thing. You know how it's already changing things up at work. You sent over a ton of research, reports, think pieces, even firsthand accounts. Looks like you've really been digging into this AI stuff.
It's a hot topic for sure, and there's a lot to dig into. Sometimes it's almost too much, you know?
Right. Well, that's where we come in. So robots taking over, not quite yet, but things are definitely changing and fast. So today, let's figure out what these changes mean for, you know, your career. And one of the most interesting things we found is that millennials and Gen Z, they're leading the way when it comes to actually using AI at work.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think it would be, well, you know, the older, more tech-savvy generations. But the research from Google and Salesforce, it tells a totally different story. Young professionals are using AI in ways we hadn't even thought of.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
Well, Jelly Palmer, you know, the tech guy, he writes a lot about this. He says 82% of young leaders are already using AI tools. And not just for, like, basic stuff like automating tasks. They're using AI for career advice, even for things like leadership development.
Wow, that's wild. So they're not just automating, they're using it to, like, improve themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think that is?
Well, for one thing, this generation, they grew up with technology all around them, right? So they're comfortable with it, they understand it naturally. But I think there's a bigger reason, too. Millennials and Gen Z, they're all about efficiency.
Yeah.
And constantly learning new things.
Yeah.
They see AI as a way to streamline their work, to free up more time, to learn new skills, and get ahead in their careers. Mm. So it's not about replacing humans, you know? It's more about giving them more power.
So it's not just about understanding tech. It's about, like, a mindset that says, okay, things are changing. I'm going to embrace that change and see how I can benefit.
Exactly. And that's a huge advantage in today's job market, which is, you know, constantly changing.
Absolutely. And speaking of the job market, we found that AI is being used for a crazy amount of different tasks. Marketing, data analysis, content creation, customer service, even improving things like asset maintenance and manufacturing.
Yeah, it's everywhere. The applications are incredibly diverse. And there are always new ones popping up. Like, we saw some really cool examples in that Simply Learn article. Danone, the food company, they're using AI to figure out, like, how much demand there will be for their products, which helps them reduce waste.
Oh, wow. That's smart.
Yeah. Good for business and, you know, good for the planet.
Definitely. And then you have big retailers. They're planning on using AI to optimize their pricing, trying to stay one step ahead of the competition.
Right. It's like super advanced chess.
Yeah.
Using algorithms.
And the automotive industry, they're looking to AI to boost profits by streamlining production and their supply chains, which is, like, a big deal in such a complex industry.
Yeah, huge. And what's crazy is that we're just getting started. These are just a few examples. So many industries are being impacted already. It really makes you wonder, what does this all mean for the future of work? What skills will people need in a world where AI is everywhere?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's an easy answer, but we're going to try to figure it out next time on The Deep Dive.
No easy answers for sure. But it's important to talk about, you know, there's so much excitement about AI, and it's understandable, but it's not all perfect. Like, we have to think about how it will affect people's jobs.
Yeah, you're right. It's easy to get caught up in all the hype and forget that real people are going to be impacted by these changes. The articles from Simply Learn and NC Commerce, they both talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, even though companies aren't expecting to lay off a ton of people because of AI right now, some experts are saying there will be a lot of job displacement in the coming years.
Exactly. And it's not just about jobs disappearing completely either. The Salesforce research showed that a lot of workers, they're worried about their job security if they don't, you know, learn any AI skills.
Yeah.
It's like they feel this pressure to adapt or get left behind.
It's like that whole learn to code thing, but way bigger.
Right.
Like, if you don't understand even the basics of AI, you're going to be at a disadvantage.
Exactly. It's all about education and training.
Yeah.
Companies need to help their employees learn new skills.
For sure.
And people need to be proactive, you know, go out and look for opportunities to learn about AI.
So it's not just about, like, learning to code AI. It's about figuring out how to work with it, like how to use its strengths, but also you know, bring our own human skills to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, something else that stood out to me, a lot of workers are worried about security risks. Like almost 3/4 of workers in that Salesforce article said they were concerned about new security risks with this generative AI.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
It makes sense though, right?
Absolutely.
As AI gets more powerful, we have to think about the risks.
Especially when it comes to, you know, security and data privacy. And that brings us to another really important point, human oversight.
Right.
And having clear ethical guidelines for AI.
This is where things get really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Because we want to use AI. It has so much potential. But we also want to make sure it's used responsibly.
Right.
So how do we do that? How do we make sure we're using AI ethically?
Well, a lot of people are working on that right now.
Yeah.
And the research we looked at, especially from Salesforce, it pointed to a few key things.
Mm-hmm.
First, people across all kinds of industries, they agree that AI needs human supervision.
Okay.
It can't just be like, set it and forget it.
Right.
We need humans involved to make sure things are running smoothly.
Hey, catch any problems.
Exactly. Hey. To make sure the AI isn't biased, to make sure the results are accurate and ethical, and to step in if something goes wrong.
So it's not about handing everything over to AI. It's about humans and machines working together.
Yeah, a partnership.
Like a team.
Exactly. And when that partnership works well, it can be really powerful.
Imagine.
But it needs a strong foundation, you know, clear ethical guidelines and good security measures.
Right, to build trust.
Exactly. So we need to talk about the risks and benefits of AI openly.
Yeah.
And we need to set clear rules for how it's used.
And invest in, you know, security systems to protect our data.
Absolutely.
Seems like there's a lot to do on the technical side and the ethical side.
Yeah.
And it's not just up to tech companies or the government. It's something we all need to think about.
It really is.
This is why I find this whole topic so fascinating. It's not just about, like, algorithms and data. It's about what it means to be human in a world where technology is, you know, becoming more and more important.
You've got it. AI is a tool. Like any other tool.
Right.
It can be used for good or for bad.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to decide how we want to use it, what kind of future we want to build with it.
And that starts with, you know, having conversations like this.
Exactly.
Asking tough questions.
Yeah.
And being open to new ideas.
Absolutely.
So for our listener out there, trying to make sense of all this, what are the key takeaways here?
I think the most important thing is to remember that AI isn't just something from science fiction. It's here now. It's already changing our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to become more important in the future.
Right.
So you've already taken a great first step by, you know, learning about AI. But don't stop there.
Yeah, don't just sit back and wait. Figure out how to, you know, ride the wave.
Exactly. The world's changing, right?
Mm.
And the people who adapt and learn new skills, they'll be the ones who do well.
Okay, so think about your own career.
Yeah.
What skills will you need to not just survive, but really excel in this world where AI is everywhere?
Right.
What can you do, like, today
to
stay ahead of the game?
Maybe take an online course
or
a workshop, even just reading more about AI and how it might affect your job.
Be curious, right?
Yeah.
Stay informed and be open to, you know, all these changes that are coming.
Because the future is being created right now.
Mm.
And you can be a part of it.
That's all the time we have for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.